No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacob.
Hello and welcome to this Brass Tacks podcast. What a day, last couple of days it's been. With me, Anusuya Kumar, the producer of the show. Maharashtra just refuses to go out of the news.
Absolutely, Zucker, because it turns out that after 20 days of no government in the state, now there's going to be president rule.
Yeah.
So if I was a voter in Maharashtra, I won't be very happy right now.
Yeah, and I think, the people who least like going back to the people are the elected representatives. So I don't think anybody in the elected parties other than perhaps the BJP, because now it senses that if it went alone for the second time back to the people, there's a greater chance of it coming back to power on its own. It wouldn't be left sort of hanging in the middle with 105 seats. But I think the real fascinating story for me is how all of yesterday, Uddhav Thackeray was basically just, driven up the garden path by both Sharad Pawar and Sonia Gandhi. Only to be, thrown off a cliff in the end.
I don't think any of us saw it coming, because yeah. It was just twist after twist after twist. And it all sort of came to a head in the evening when the Shiv Sena delegation led by Aditya Thackeray went to the governor. They asked for more time. And we were all thinking, hey, it's a done deal.
Yeah, yeah. I think there are a couple of plausible explanations. There is a section within the Congress party, and I think certainly Sonia Gandhi is inclined to go with this section, that there is an ideological problem and let's not ally with somebody who's been an ideological sort of adversary over the last 30 years. And I think she's gone with that section.
Is that section from Kerala largely, which is, saying that there are this is a party that has been very...
Yeah, there is the so-called Kerala lobby, because yeah. Considering that's the only state where the Congress seems to have some yeah. reasonable presence in terms of members of parliament. Also, I think some of the old guard, Mallikarjun Kharge, for example, I'm not sure was very keen on this. Neither was, the likes of Sushil Shinde. You heard Shivraj Patil some time back. I think there is a section that is deeply uncomfortable with it. I think the people who are very enthusiastic to ally with the Sena happen to be the MLAs. I think a large majority of the elected yes. MLAs want to go with the Shiv Sena.
All of them were shipped off to Jaipur and they
absolutely.
Gave their letter of support to yeah. Sonia Gandhi saying, hey, we are ready to go with the Shiv Sena.
And I think, any prudent political party would listen to its MLAs, because at the end of the day, they have the maximum stake here. And I think the prudent thing to do would have been to listen to what the MLAs are saying and perhaps send those letters of support in time so that we didn't have to face this drama. Now, even if the NCP and the Congress and the Sena were to cobble together the numbers, I think they've already started off on a distrustful...
It'd be a lot of bad blood. I mean, it won't be very
absolutely.
Easy to go ahead from
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely, because Uddhav has got a very sorry figure
yeah.
In front of the entire state. I mean, he staked a 30-year alliance.
Yeah.
He staked his reputation, the future of his party.
The only Shiv Sena minister in the Modi government resigned
exactly,
yesterday.
Exactly.
Because this was the condition that was set forward by Sharad Pawar.
Absolutely.
He said that, look, you need to cut off all ties with the NDA
yeah.
if you want us to strike a deal.
Yeah, and then what came of it? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Like, at the end of the day, I think Uddhav Thackeray, if he's feel like he's been taken for a ride, yeah. I think justifiably so. So I think, like I said, there are two plausible explanations. One is this ideological problem that the Congress seems to have, and the other is they're just simply bargaining for more. I would tend to, less believe the second one, because the Congress party is already so beaten up badly. How much more can they actually bargain? But I think that there is a larger question, and this sort of fight within the Congress more than anywhere else is something that they really need to find an answer to. I think this old playbook of communal secular, this old fault line, I think that's pretty much over. I think the last vestige of it was the Ayodhya verdict. Now that the verdict has come and Babri itself has been put a lid on, I think you cannot see the politics of the country, at least the next 30 years, from the old fault line of communal and secular. I think political expediency would be far more prescient. I think, just political survival would be more important. So I think if the Congress party is stuck in this ideological time warp, and that's the reason why they've decided or they're sort of dithering on supporting the Sena, I think that's a miscalculation in my opinion.
But have we written off the BJP too early? Are they going to have the last laugh in this?
Well, certainly from the looks of it, the governor's recommended president's rule.
Yeah.
And the law is very clear. Even if, an alternate formation goes back to the governor and says, okay, we have the numbers, they have to demonstrate both willingness to come together as well as ability. So the governor has to be convinced that A, they have the numbers, they have the requisite support, whereby they can give a stable government, and B, he also has to be convinced that this alternative arrangement has come through without any horse trading. And I think those two are going to be very difficult barometers to convince a BJP-appointed governor. Or for that matter, you know, if the Congress were ruling in the center and was a Congress-appointed government and the opposite scenario were happening, he too would be, you know, hard-pressed to believe that both stability and the fact that this alternative arrangement is through fair means. I think that would be a difficult test to pass. So my guess would be, yes, Maharashtra will go through a phase of president's rule unless the BJP is able to muster the numbers somehow. And the only way they can is by breaking the Shiv Sena. I think we are likely going to see another round of elections.
Oh God, here we go again. It's just going round and round in circles. Yeah. But we're going to be bringing you this big story tonight on Brass Tacks at 9:25 on CNN News 18.
No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacobs.